Be careful of this beam. We'll have more people get knocked out.
Outside it is. Proper parky. Inside it's warm, damp, and when the candle is lit, very, very pink. Rhubarb pink.
When we're harvesting, everyone has a candlestick, and when they start going up and down the rows, you can see what you're doing.
And photographer Martin Power has been spending a lot of time in the candlelight taking photographs for his new rhubarb exhibition.
These sheds are sort of warm, they're moist, they've got this sort of smell. You can really feel the earth. And you go in and you see the candles and you see this activity of the people actually picking the rhubarb. There's nothing quite like it. It's a real traditional Yorkshire experience.
That may be true, but the workforce, as you can hear, has a touch of Romanian to it.
Tough work then.
Very tough work, yes. They have to load the clumps from the fields, they fill the sheds. It's really back-breaking work. So I wanted to get away from this romantic image and show behind the scenes, if you like. And we did meet a miner, an ex-miner, at one of the other rhubarb farms, and he said it was harder work picking rhubarb than actually being a miner.
Yorkshire forced rhubarb. It's rhubarb that's raised in warm, dark sheds. It's sweeter, softer, pinker than other rhubarbs. And it's a speciality of this little corner of God's Own County.
My name's Janet Oldroyd Hume and I'm a fourth generation rhubarb grower.
There's a description of you, isn't there?
The High Priestess of rhubarb. Some say the Queen of rhubarb as well.
Certainly a moody atmosphere in here, isn't it?
It is. It's like a big flotation tank, I've heard people say, that it's very, very calming. It is so peaceful and you sometimes hear little pops or creaks as the rhubarb's growing. It can grow up to an inch a day, the early varieties, so that's why you hear the sound.
The noise you're listening to is Janet squeezing the rhubarb.
This is what you hear. That was quite fast because I put pressure onto the bud, but basically that's what it does itself.
But that noise does happen naturally. It said you can hear it grow. So of course we got on our knees and listened long and hard to the rhubarb. As you do.
There you see the leaf going through.
They are strange-looking things, aren't they? Can you?
Ah! Yes!
There's one!
Hooray!
Proper rhubarb sound.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a year like this year?
Never. Not in living memory have we ever had the problems that we've had this year. We didn't get that frost.
Yorkshire's too hot.
It is, unfortunately, for the rhubarb.
You see, the normally slightly Siberian chill of the rhubarb triangle is an essential part of the growing process. Rhubarb is fascinating. Did you know, for instance, that it was originally grown as a medicine?
The kiln dried and ground the roots and it gave them a yellow ochre powder that they used for venereal disease, stomach complaints, what we now, they called it spitting of blood, but that was obviously TB, a whole list of lung and liver problems they were using it for.
Rhubarb cured everything.
Well, if it was particularly that type of complaint. So today the scientists are looking at rhubarb once more to work as a medicine.
Pink, tasty, healthy, noisy. Forced rhubarb, the king of vegetable crumble fillings.
Our advice to you is all.